Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And today is Freedom Friday. That's right, y'all. It's Friday. Y'all know what Friday means, right? That means somebody's got a weekend. Somebody got paid. And somebody just going to chill. Well, you know what? That's all gravy. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's all gravy. Hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. I'm telling you, man, it's cold outside where I am, but it's okay. You know why? Because I'm breathing, I'm laughing, and I'm having a good time, and I'm talking to you. So you can't beat that, can you? I know. And you listen to the opening song, you know, like, happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy, happy, happy. Yeah, I know. I told y'all, me and Sister Nagoni going to just break an album out for y'all so y'all can hear us sing. That's right. I got to sell off more on that, but I'm going to put it in a contract. Oh, man, I tell you, I'm telling you. So what's going on out there, y'all? You know, yesterday's show was just interesting. You know, and I kind of want to go back into that a little bit more today, but I don't know yet. You know, it's Freedom Friday, so I let you the caller and you know, determine what the topic is and how long we stay on it. But if I get a chance, I may go back and revisit it just a little bit, just a little bit, because, you know, some things I want to know. But I do have a clip I want to play for y'all later on in the show about, I'm not even going to tell you what's about. I'm just going to play it, and we'll talk about it afterwards, because this here was just like, wow, you know, and, you know, it like gives a bad taste in your mouth about certain things. So, you know, we gonna do that a little bit. And also, we're going to get our dance on today. Oh, yeah, we're going to get our dance on today. You know, I'm telling you, it was hard for me to do this music last night, but, man, because I had so many ideas running through my mind. Trust me, we going to dance a little today. If you're not going to dance, you're going to at least bob the head a little bit. So that's great also. You know what I mean? So other than that, everything else is gravy. Hey, Antoinette. Antoinette. You know, Antoinette come on the line and she sounds so good. And, you know, everybody be like, hey. You know, and she like just calms things down. Let me stop. Oh, Lord have mercy, I tell you. But anyway, I guess I'm through with all my yakping and bumping and rubbing my gums, you know. But anyway, so I don't know what else going on, man. It's like I kind of been out of it today. I don't know what's going on. I've been really working today. I know that, man. But I got everything taken care of just in time to get on the show. But that's always a good thing. Okay. So since I'm tired of talking now, I'm not going to say I'm tired of talking, but since I need to move on, we're going to go ahead and bring my beautiful co-host in and see how she is doing today, because, see, I know she is the bomb diggity. That's why I got her as my co-host. And without further ado, here she is, Ngoni Ow. Hello, Sister Ngoni. How you doing today?
Greetings, Eric. I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing quite spiffy today, and I just want to say that we are going to have us some fun today.
Yes, I am ready for the music, and I've been listening to George Carlin for the last hour, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
You're ready to rock and roll. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's always good to rock and roll.
There he is.
Mm-hmm. And Antoinette says, not all the time is taught. There are times when I show an ugly side. Well, you know, somebody's ugly side is sometimes their beautiful side. They just don't realize it. You know, everybody, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm stepping on you.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know, everybody has to have that, what we call that ugly side, just in case. You know, because people try you. You know what I mean? They'll try you. They push that button, and you try and hold back as much as you can, and next thing you know, whoo, you done got them, because they done messed it up. I know, trust me. It happens sometimes on the show.
Sister Antoinette does not have an ugly side in her body nowhere.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So, are you ready to you got your dancing shoes on? You in your chair? You ready for your dancing? Did you get your dance on?
Yes, I'm ready.
You ready? Are you ready, Antoinette? I know Antoinette probably ready, too. Are y'all ready out there? Are y'all ready out there? I'm telling you. Y'all had the mellow side yesterday. Today, we got the dance side going on. Do you hear me? All right. So, without further ado, y'all, here it is, your Friday music mix.
Yeah. to a far lost child. Yes, he does. The way you squeeze and tease knocks me to my knees. As I'm smoking, baby, baby. The way you sway, hey, really wrecks my neck. And I'm so excited, child.
That's right. Who's bad? I told y'all yesterday I was going to bring it. I told y'all I was going to bring it yesterday. Woo! Man, I'm telling you, I had me a ball dancing in. Woo-hoo, I don't know about y'all, but I got a workout in. I ain't going to lie to you. Told y'all I was going to bring it. Well, anyway, that was your Friday music mix, man. You had a little zap and bounce to the ounce. Then you had Daz Band with Daz. And then, of course, you had Parliament and Flashlight and Ohio Players with Fire. Doom, boom, boom, doom, boom, boom. And then we closed it out with the late Michael Jackson. All right, so that was your Friday music mix. Hope all that got your blood pumping. And y'all ready for a great show? Because I'm ready for a great show. And I'm ready to do the thing on thing now because I'm high. Man, I tell you, I don't know. But it's a great day, great day. All right. Well, y'all know, I got to calm down for a minute. I got to calm down. Let's get some shout-outs in the chat room. We got, of course, Antoinette, the chat room coordinator. Then we got BG23. And then we got East Coast in the house. And then we have guest 1242, guest 1267, guest 1283, and 1285. So we are here. We are here, and we ready to party. Party, 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 party. All right. So anyway. Anyway, we all good. We all good. So now, before I go ahead and bring my co-host in with the quote of the day, we got to take care of some other stuff real fast. All right, y'all want to be a part of the show today, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericklesstalk@gmail.com or join us in the chat room right now where you can get a conversation going, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And those are all the ways you can participate on the show. And if you want to go a little bit further, hit me up on the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. So those are all the really, 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 all the really stuff going on, all right? All right. So that's how you get in touch. And you know what? Here's something else I got to do now. And I don't know. Co-host, should I do it before or after your quote? Yeah, we do it before the quote. Because, you know, usually after your quote, we have to go all the way into it. So we get popping into the show. So I think I'll do it now. Now, y'all know last year I used to do the rules of the show before every show. You know, and I say, well, I don't have to do it every show because I know everybody knows what the rules are and everybody understand the rules. Well, guess what? I guess I'd be wrong because people been acting up lately. So it's simple. I'm going to have to go on and tell you what the rules of Let's Talk is, okay? Number one is do not talk over each other. Don't talk over each other, please. And we seem to be have bad habit of that lately. You know, everybody can be making a good point, but if all of you are talking at the same time, we can't hear anything but a bunch of wah, 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 wah. You know, and that's about what it sounds like. Okay, don't make me use the gavel, you know, because I do have one. Remember that gavel right there? That's right. Don't make me use that. Okay, and then if you want to keep going, you know, I got my machine gun too now. Yeah, see, I'm going to have to bring it all out. Yeah, ain't no more tasing. Of course, I love to tase people, but I can't tase you anymore. All right, and here's another one. No, no, no personal attacks to anyone. No personal attacks to anyone on my show. I don't care who it is. It could be your neighbor next door and y'all cuss each other out every day. Don't do it on my show. Another thing. Here's another thing also. Don't bring drama from other shows on my show. Y'all know how I feel about that. This is not the gossip show. All right? We don't talk about other people, other hosts, or nothing like that on the show because we don't do that. We do not do that. Okay, so don't do it here. Now, when y'all get on that other show, y'all do what the heck you want to. But as far as this one, no, we not having that, all right? Because I don't want to know what's going on over there. If I want to know, I go to their show, all right? Now, and here's another one. No use of the N-word on my show. Not in the chat room, not even while we're talking. Now, some of y'all be trying to slip it in. And, you know, sometimes I understand to get to make the point, you know, certain things have to be said. But that's not one of them. Okay, that is not one of them. I'm just going to go and put it out there. That is not one of them. I don't like it. I don't say it. So I you're not going to say it either. You know, and if you don't believe me, anybody who know me, they'll tell you that's one word I do not use at all. Nick's nine. Okay. And once again, do not disrespect anybody on my show. I don't care if it's women, men. Don't do it. All right. Don't do it. If you can't talk, if you can't talk without insulting someone, acting crazy, you know what you do? Shut up. That's all I'm going to say. Shut up. You know, no disrespecting here. No disrespecting. All right? Well, that is it. That is the rules of the show. And I think, you know, we're missing a lot of people, but that's okay. When they come in, I think halfway through the show, I'm going to repeat them again. So there's no disconnect or misunderstanding when I start kicking folk off my show, all right, or putting them in the green room. That's right, and we don't allow bees in holes either. That's right, and y'all know what the bees is. We don't allow that either. That doesn't hit the non-allowance category also. So don't do it. Don't say it. You better find another word. Expand your category, your vocabulary. You know, find another word to say. All right? All right, so I'm through now. I just had to get that out. You know, me and my co-host had a talk about that yesterday, and we both decided I need to go and start repeating the rules all over again. But it's okay. We going to bring y'all back around. We had y'all going good at one time. Y'all just got wild. Like you thought you was an adult or something and decided you're going to talk like you want to. But you ain't going to do it over here, bud. What? You hurt? All right, all right. Well, all right, I'm off the box right now. I'm off the box. Now, I know y'all tired of hearing my voice, so I'm going to bring this woman in right here with the quote, and I know she got something she's going to add to it also, and then she's going to give us that quote, and from that quote, we're going to rock and roll. So I hope y'all ready, because she's going to bring some knowledge to you, and then she's going to break it down for you, telling you exactly what it means. So without further ado, y'all, without further ado, here is my beautiful co-host, Sister Ngoni, with the quote of the day. Hello, are you there? Okay,
we must have myself some... muted.
Oh, okay. I do that a whole lot. Okay.
Well, let me just say greetings real quick, and the music was fantastic, and the review of the rules was fantastic also. I would like to applaud that.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to go now. Political tags such as royalist, communist, democrat, populist, fascist, liberal, conservative, and so forth are never basic criteria. The human race divides politically into those who want people to be controlled and those who have no such desire. And that is by Robert A. Heinlein, I believe is the way you pronounce that.
Robert A. Heinlein. Okay. Political tags such as royalist, communist, democrat, populist, fascist, liberal, conservative, and so forth are never basic criteria. The human race divides politically into those who want people to be controlled and those who have no desire. All right. You know what? I like that. I like that. And I'm going to tell you why I like it, because I say that all the time. You know, because we big on putting labels and things on each other. And you know, once you put that label on, you know, put that label on yourself, then you basically own yourself in a category to be controlled. You know, but there are those of us out here that don't want that. That's not falling for that anymore. So I really like that right there. That made a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know. It's part of that divide and conquer type of thought process. And we still fall for it very fast, very fast. And it's funny because we think we're doing something great. I'm a Democrat. I'm a conservative. I'm a liberal. And you have no idea what any of that means, except for you just put yourself in a category to be controlled like the rest of these nuts out here. That's just my take on what it means. Now, I'm going to ask my co-host. She picked it, so I'm going to ask her what she thinks. Go ahead, my beautiful co-host. Do the thing.
Well, I think that basically what you said, you know, really brings the point home. It's a plan. You know, and it's been an old, ancient plan to divide and conquer.
So true.
It's worked for thousands and thousands of years.
You know what? And isn't that amazing? It's worked for thousands and thousands of years, but yet nobody has seemed to stop it. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, Throughout time, it just continues to go and go and go, and nobody really thought about stopping it or tried to stop it. I mean, that's the way I see it. What you think about that?
Well, I think I don't know what you mean when you say nobody has tried to stop it, because I think it only stops when we, you know, each of us recognize and can see, you know, what the plan is, was, and, you know, has been for thousands of years. And when that happens, then it won't work anymore. I don't know what else to say. Like I said, you know, George Carlin can say it better than anyone. That's all I know.
All right. Well, thank you for correcting me on that slight misstatement. But, okay, I'm with you on that.
No.
I'm with you.
What do you mean, correct you? What did I say?
Oh, don't get sensitive on me. I'm not meaning it in a negative way.
I'm not taking it that way.
Okay.
I just don't recognize. What correction are you talking about? I didn't realize I corrected anything.
Oh, about, hello, Aquarian. How about the nobody's really tried to stop it?
That's just my take on it. That's all.
Right. Okay. That's good. It's all good. Put it this way. Y'all stop letting them people put labels on you, all right? Stop letting them do that. Be yourself, you know? Be yourself. Knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave. Frederick Douglass. Look out now. I'm telling y'all, you better wake up out there. You better wake up. All right. Y'all know what I forgot to do? I forgot to give y'all Black History lesson for today.
That's why I put Frederick Douglass in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot to do that. So I'm going to tell y'all some more inventions done by the African-Americans that you would never know about. How about the elevator? The elevator by Alexander Miles in 1867. See, that's something else you'll never know. The elevator, ain't that something? The air conditioning unit, Frederick M. Jones, 1949. That stuff y'all enjoy every summer. And here's something that really shocked me. The almanac. You know, that thing that everybody uses to tell them what to see. The almanac by Benjamin Banneker around 1791. And once again, that's just three individuals, African-Americans, that actually invented some things that this country uses on a daily basis. Once again, like I say, they won't tell you all that because they don't really want you to know what's really going on. Now, who would have thought it was the elevator? I wouldn't have never known about the elevator. So, you know, I'm just telling you, knowledge and talent. It's not just, we just not getting it. I think, if anything, we're beginning to give our talent away more or less. But that's just my theory on that. Okay. I'm calming down again. All right, y'all. I got something I want y'all to listen to, though. I can have this clip 2 minutes long. And this is a very interesting clip. And once y'all hear it, we're going to come back and talk about it because I definitely want to hear from the ladies, you know, because I want to get y'all take on this because it's really disturbing. That's what I say. It's really disturbing. So without further ado, y'all, here's the clip. See y'all in about 2 minutes.
Screams fill the evening sky as family members try to cope with what happened in the South Memphis community. Two children, ages 2 and 3, left home alone shortly before a fire broke out.
During our search procedures, we located two small children. Those children were transported to Lavana Hospital in critical condition.
The two boys were left unattended while their mother and aunt left home to go drop off a friend.
We left about, I don't know what time it was, because we went and dropped this dude off at home so he had cut her grass and stuff. So we went and dropped him off at home.
Sometime after that, 911 received a call from neighbors saying the house was on fire.
Pulled up and we heard a lady hollering. And when she hollered, she was hollering two kids was in the house.
Quita was calling me on the telephone and she was telling me the house was on fire. And so we were hurrying up to get here.
Neighbors say they heard screams coming from the home and rushed to the back door to try to rescue the two children. However, when they got there, the flames and smoke were too powerful for them to enter.
It was really hurtful to hear kids and not hollering. But I wasn't for sure it was kids. I thought it was the radio. So by the time I tried to get in the hall, the smoke pushed me back out. It was too strong. I couldn't see nothing. So when they pulled them out, it really hurted my heart that I couldn't get to them.
They were just slumped over like rag dolls. You know, when they picked them up, their arms was down, their legs were just hanging, and, you know, everybody went into an emotional uproar.
However, the children's aunt, who left the house with the mother, said she has no regrets about leaving the children home alone.
Nope. I really don't, you know, because, I mean, if they had been there by themselves, I don't know how the house got caught on fire. I don't know if the boys set it on fire or somebody throw something in there to set it on fire. I really need to get in there and see if my purse burn up. Because I had my food stuff card and everything in there.
In Memphis, Marcus Hunter, Fox 13 News.
All right, y'all. What the hell is wrong with that picture there? Please tell me, y'all. Ladies, what the hell is going on with that picture right there? Number one, they left two kids, 2 and 3, in the house to go drop off some dude. Is that what she said? Some dude. Really? Some dude. And then after that, say she doesn't regret leaving them in there by herself because she don't know if they started the fire or somebody threw something in there and started the fire. Really? Really? You know, really? Just dumb. And then to top it off, she say, I really need to get in and get my pocketbook because my food stamp card and stuff is in there. What the heck is going on out there, people? This was in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to tell you where it was, Memphis, Tennessee. And it's just, oh, it's just raggedy. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, sister, and go now. I know you got something you got to put in on this one.
Well, it's tragic and it's horrible and it just makes you cringe. However, the reporter said what she said. I didn't hear her say she did regret. She didn't regret leaving the children alone. Also, we don't know who he was talking to. See, these daggone news media like to sensationalize.
No. Hold on. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. It was a video, and he did ask her. That's why she said no. You know, because he asked her, did she regret leaving the kids? And she said no. And that's when she went into the spiel about she don't know who started the fire. You know, somebody else could do something. And that's how that got started. But he did ask her personally. It's a video.
Well, maybe I'm just too cynical, but they do things called creative editing. Now, those women are that deranged that that's where they're, you know, that's where they're coming from, then absolutely it's an outrage. But I'm not willing, just because it was on a video on YouTube, I know what these news people do. They like to fan the flames of sensationalism, and they do creative editing, and I just don't trust everything I see on a video when I first hear it. So I'm sorry, but it's tragic, and my heart goes out to the children, the loss, but as far as the video, I don't know. You know, maybe it's true. Maybe I can't go there.
Okay, you can't go there. But
not just off that. No.
Uh huh. But I mean I can because yeah I mean you have to look at the video and look at these women and she wasn't upset. She was laughing and smiling. You know, she wasn't upset. And it's
well,
crazy.
I don't video. So that's why you know that's all I can. That you know it hurts to even think about those poor children and the loss. And it hurts to think that somebody that mentally deranged, if that's the case. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to, wow, it's just it's mind-blowing. Okay, that's what it is.
Okay. All right. I see we have somebody with their hand up, so let me bring them in. Area code 336, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine.
This Muhammad calling.
Okay, Muhammad, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. I was just calling. I just wanted to say, just like the sister said, you know, I can pretty much go off of that knowing as well what the media can and what they can't do. But realistically, I must look at this thing for what it is. And on that video, I mean, if that was really her, you know, which I really don't doubt, you know. But I can honestly just say this right here, is that our people are becoming more lost and more lost. If a food stamp card is more valuable than two loved ones, then we have definitely entered into those days that Jesus Himself warned us about. And the things that we're seeing are definitely the things that he told us that we would see. So I have to pray for him, brother. I really do. Our people are locked in a spirit of ignorance, that spirit of ignorance that has put us into slavery for over 400 years, has again come back around, and this time instead of being put into slavery by another man, this spirit of ignorance has us enslaved in our own mind. So it's a spirit, and it's a spirit of ignorance that has that is overshadowing our people. Again, not saying our people as saying black people. I'm looking at people as a whole. But I tell you, brother, you're gonna see more strange things than that. You're gonna have more topics to talk about and discuss. But what you're gonna be seeing that you're gonna be discussing about is dealing with people's minds, because they're not thinking for themselves anymore. The spirit of ignorance is thinking for them. So we have to pray, brother, because it has come upon us. You know, the day that I dreaded the most is come upon us. So I just say, man, that we just definitely have to pray, because that's sad. That is sad. To God said it. He said they desires in these end times will be for themselves. They will be lovers of themselves. They will be for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you look at everything that's happening in your media, with your government, everybody is out for themselves. So you know that, you know, just like our brother Jesus said, our brother, he told us, he said, when you see the fruit on the tree become ripe, you know the time is near. So what you're seeing is the tree you're seeing the fruit on the tree becoming ripe. But what the thing that we don't see is that the time is near.
Okay, when you say the time is near, what time are you speaking of?
The coming. Yes, okay. The coming. Not in that sense of how religion has taught man. That's not it. That ain't got nothing to do with what we know. But the coming, there's a move in the universe happening. There's a shift in the universe that is going on, an alignment that is taking place. The only thing that is not getting in line are the people. Or even getting in line. Dogs are even laying down with the cats. The cats are laying down with the dogs. You see what I'm saying? All these things that he told us that will take place in these days of the coming. The coming of who? You might ask yourself, the coming of who? Is this another Jesus free? Brother, I'm just going to say it like this right here. The coming of change is coming upon us. But since ignorance has had us for so long, the spirit of ignorance don't want to let us go so that we can change, because the spirit of change has come upon us now. But that ignorance won't let us go. So you got more people falling a victim of ignorance than rather being set free by change. So that's the time that I'm saying that it's coming, is the coming of change. And we must be willing to change as it changed with it, as it changed. We must be willing to change as well. Or if not, then we too will be left behind in an ignorant state of mind, thinking that we know a lot, or thinking that we, you know, trying to impress people with what we think we know, because we don't want to sound ignorant. But even that in itself is ignorance swallowing us as well. So that's what I know, brother, is that something is really definitely blinding men more powerful than it has ever blinded men. And like I say, it's not just in one area anymore. It's all over. Look at your paycheck. It's in your taxes. It's on your job. People, you wonder why people on your job now are acting the way that they even acting now. People been on the job for 10 years, and they acting even more worse to each other than they ever did 10 years ago. Like, really? You've been on the job for 20 years, and you still can't get along with this brother that you've been spending more time with than your own wife on this clock, and you can't get along with. So that's what I'm saying, not to stray away from the subject, but to go back to the subject. The mind of the people now is under attack. Because the enemy, the evil one, know that as long as he got your mind, he who has the head has the body. So he know that if he can have your mind, he can just get to your mind, because he can't get to your soul. But he can get to your mind. And he know that whoever has control over the head has control over the body. So that's why he's at a race trying to run to get control of our way we think, the way we feel, the way we are. Because he know that if God ever get a chance and get a hold to your mind, he has no more power over your life. See, whoever controls the head controls the body. And if you can listen, if you listen to that lady, then you know that her head is not being controlled by God.
All right. Well, thank you, Muhammad. And you made some very, very valid points. But before I bring Joe in, I just want to say, you know, a lot of us already say there's nothing new under the sun. You know, everything that's happening now has happened before. So what you're saying is basically, so what are you saying is it's more extreme now than it was back in the day before?
Yeah, it's way much more extreme. You want to know why it's way much more extreme?
Yes.
It's way much more extreme now than it ever had been anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's because now today you have what you call global connection. You have what you call global connection.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got television and you got media going all out international, all out into the world. You have technology that is so far advanced that they can create artificial clouds and artificial earthquakes. You see what I'm saying? So that's the reason why, see, you remember when man in the Bible that was building that tower, and the Tower of Babel, and they was trying to extend that tower all the way into the heavens?
Right.
And God said, nothing to man keep it from his heart. He said, whatever man think it would be done, nothing that he put in his heart won't be done, for he would do it. Well, that's the thing, is that we have gone overboard. We not only have taken the opportunity to build a tower in the universe, we got satellites in the universe. Satellites in the universe, that's like that tower that they was trying to build. But now we can put satellites in the universe to see what's out there. They tried to build a tower to see what was out there. Now we got satellites. So it's way worse because the mind of man has become extreme. And they would do anything by any means to fulfill the seven deadly sins. They would see the mark of the beast is 666, and 666 represents man. When he's fallen way away from God, that there is no turning back to God, he is considered the beast. So you remember God told us, he said, don't take on the mark of the beast. That means that you have fell so far away from me that you don't even desire to come back to me. Then I must claim you to be a beast, like the beast in the earth. So take not the mark of the beast upon your life, because I value you. I value you more than a beast. I value you higher than the lilies of the field. I treasure you more than I treasure my own heart. Therefore, I ask you, even if you fall away from me, at least have something in you that will cry for you to come back to me. So,
wow.
we have taken on the mindset that Adam took on when he fell in the garden. We have taken on that mindset that Adam took on when he fell in the garden. That now all I see is me. All I see is me. I don't see God no more. I just see me. I see my money. I see my money in the pocketbook. I see my food stamps in it. Man, don't you know, man, my food stamps done got burned up. Listen how that woman had to be thinking that thought. What I'm going to do tonight, child? My food stamps, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews laying in the hospital relying on the breath of God right now to survive.
Well, you know what?
About some food stamps.
I know, right, Muhammad.
Some food to feed your filthy mouth.
And actually, the kids, they perished in the fire, so they weren't, you know, that's even worse. And they were 2 or 3 years old.
That's even worse. And then they say, who are we? They say, who are we to pass judgment on anybody? This is what I'm here to tell we who asked that question, who are we?
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of the Most High God, and we should not call evil good, and we should not call good evil. You see, God gave us a mission in this earth for all of us who claim to be his children. He gave us a mission. He said, judge righteously, did he or did he not? So who am I to judge? I am he who would judge righteous and righteously.
Right.
You see, he said, feed the poor, take care of the needy. He said, deliver the fatherless and help the widow mother.
Mm.
And I call all of you gods. and all of you are the children of the Most High. So as gods, this is what I'm asking you guys to do. Stop calling evil good and stop calling good evil. Stop letting the wicked and the oppressor keep oppressing the people. Stop letting the fatherless be attacked and molested by the people you call yourself looking up to.
All right. Well, thank you, Muhammad. And man, I'm telling you, you said a whole lot. You really did.
I'm
but
sorry
let me bring...
about that, brother. I'm sorry about that. I've come to the revelation and realization in my life.
That's a great thing, man.
Christ.
That is a great thing. But I got two more callers that want to come in and talk on this subject. And let me welcome Joe and Mr. Beasley to the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Amen.
How y'all doing today?
Okay. No harm, I hope, right?
Huh?
Yes.
No harm, right?
No harm.
No buzz, okay. Well, I just wanted to say a few words about something that I had said maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe I'd said occasionally about how women will prize stature than their own kids. Women will prize money than their own kids. Now, of course, that's an extreme example about what happened here, but in everyday occasions, that does go on. So this points out something which I've said. See, very simple, short, brief, to the point. Anybody want to pick up on that little controversial point?
Well, I don't want to pick up on that controversial point.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, here. Okay, Joe, so you agree that this is an extreme example of what you were talking about, correct?
Oh, an extreme one. That doesn't mean, though, that it's not part of the trajectory of what women do when it comes to a choice between their kids and status or money. Nowadays, I don't even know if it goes all the way back to the 50s or even prior to the 50s. When it comes to a choice between, nowadays, mothers, fathers, we want to be children. But once we have kids, we get tired of them, okay? We feel there's a responsibility there to raise them. Millions of parents have their love for their kids throughout their lives, but there are millions who don't, okay? There are plenty of parents who abandon their kids by the roadside. There are plenty of single mothers who, when they have a kid, like, for example, there was one, she was in a prom. She was pregnant. She had the kid at the prom. She tried to flush the baby down the toilet. I think there was another prom queen, not a queen, but I'm calling her a queen, you know, to be derisive about it, is that she had a kid and she tried to put the kid in the dumpster, I think. People love the idea of being mothers until they're mothers because now they have to realize, oh, my God, I got to go wherever this kid has to go. This kid has to go to school. This kid has to go to the doctor. This kid has to go play dates. This kid has to go to the family of functions, and I got to follow along. And I don't have the fun that I had before when I was single. The love connection between mother and child, and a lot of times father and child too, but mother and child, is overrated. It's a myth. That's what I have to say.
Well, Joe, you know, I'm sure I have some women out there listening that totally disagrees with you, you know, or, you know, the counter argument is there's plenty of men that do the same thing.
Like,
you know,
there were men who do the
there,
same
there
thing.
There are. And I think what Joe is talking about, I would think and I would also hope that it's the minority of people that don't have any regard for their children. And even in this case that happened in Memphis, it was irresponsible for them to take this guy home, and this tragedy happened. I can't say it was their intention, and I mean, it's irresponsible and it's tragic, but I can't say it's their intention that they don't care and don't love for those children. Yeah, but then again, you listen to that tape, and I don't know what to make of that.
I didn't even listen to that tape. I didn't hear that.
Well,
tape.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be spliced and altered to make them look, you know, completely out of it, that she's more concerned about, you know, her EBT card than she is about her the two relatives that passed. I mean, it's just a bad situation. You know, the gentleman mentioned something about things are worse than they always have been. Crazy stuff has always happened, but he was right when he stated that it gets 24-hour media attention. Mm-hmm. So, but crazy things have always happened. Crazy, man being cruel to man and all kinds of horrible things have always happened. And I don't know that it happens anymore now, except that we have access to it. And as far as the satellites, him being concerned about the satellites, if it weren't for those satellites, we probably couldn't be doing a show like this with people from all over the world as we do on a regular basis.
Okay. But here's the thing. And I understand what y'all saying about the media. But the media didn't tell both of them to leave and leave a 2 and 3-year-old in the house alone. The media had nothing to do with that. You know, I'm trying to figure out why did it take both of them to take one dude home?
You know, that might not be all the story. Maybe they were going to get some drugs. I mean, maybe there's something more. I'm sure there's more to the story that they're not just revealing there. What the media can do is frame a story or a tragedy and make the victims, because these ladies are still victims, whether they're charged with the crime or not. It's not a good thing that happened. They can frame them and put out an image of them that makes them look thoroughly ridiculous, irresponsible, and unworthy. I don't think it's by accident that they slipped in the EBT card thing, and all of a sudden the video stopped. But we all heard that clearly. It kind of reminds me of the little potty mouth kid throwing up gang signs, I don't know if he was throwing up gang signs in Nebraska, in Omaha, that we just covered a month ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have lower socioeconomic black folks getting portrayed in the worst possible light. In the worst possible light, where a person that's not thinking too much.
They got black people in Nebraska?
Yeah. They're gangbangers.
They used to play for the football team.
Banging in Omaha is real. They're coming up there to you too, Joe. At any rate, it's easy to see a trend of black folks, lower socioeconomic black folks, getting portrayed in the worst possible light, where it would make public sentiment feel that these people aren't even worthy of any help at all. It's making folks look like subhuman animals that don't deserve any type of consideration.
Well, let me ask this question then, Beasley. Mm-hmm. If that is the case, do we, as black folk, black people, help with the perception of that we're just that way? You know, just...
Well, we all know all of us aren't that way, okay? I would never leave 2 or 3-year-olds alone to take someone home or anything else like that, you know.
Right.
And I hope nobody that's listening on this show would either, because the majority of us wouldn't, because we're not that irresponsible, because we realize something can go wrong. There are some people that are that way, and I think it transcends race. But black people seem to get the brunt of it when it comes to media attention. As far as that little boy, he was just in a bad atmosphere.
So this clip was about the black people again?
Pardon me?
This clip that was about the black victims again?
Well,
was
this
about the black people?
Yeah, it looked like they were black people.
Oh, okay.
Down there in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. Because I was the people that I had given as examples, they were white chicks. white teenage girls at the prom?
I mean, you know, people making bad choices and irresponsible behavior and doing abhorrent things that transcends ethnicity.
Hmm.
The media attention that some things get.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's no doubt the media is going to focus on that which is sensationalized and that which is very, very skewed. And it's going to be skewed against blacks and other minorities more than it will be against white perpetrators. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. For those that want to take a look at it, I put a link in the chat room so y'all can go and take a look at the video yourself. You know, do you make your own decisions about actually what went on? You know, I guess I never really looked at the part about the media part of it, because I guess I got stuck on, you know, her bottom, her wanting her purse and her pocketbook, and the fact that they actually, two of them, the mother and the aunt, well, I mean, I guess her sister, her mother and the sister, both of them went to take one dude home, you know, and left these kids in the house, and the aunt. Well, I must admit, the mom was in the car upset, crying, what have you. But the aunt, she was smiling and just having a good time talking to the reporters.
Happy to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know, and I think that's what really got me riled up. You know, but as my co-host said, you know, they could have edited, but I don't think so. Not the way this lady was acting. Ladies, where y'all at? We got the guy's point of view. Where y'all at? We want to
line yet.
We want to hear y'all point of view on this story right here.
Fat asses.
All right,
that
Joe.
Bring them.
All right, Joe.
No, I get called fat ass now. I don't care. So they shouldn't mind either.
All right. So, ladies, come on. Give us a call. 347-838-8622. And, you know, I'm sure as a woman, y'all probably have a perspective that, you know, we men never thought of. So give us a call and let us know what you think about that.
I'm surprised that lady hasn't arrived and said, you men are ridiculous. You men are just ridiculous with this assertion that women, again, you're putting down women again, that women are the responsible ones for all the crime like this. You know, you men do it too.
But Joe, in the same respect, the mothers or the caretakers of those two children left them alone, but they do have fathers out there somewhere too that help create them.
Well,
it's not a problem.
And I guess that was the thing, because the fathers were never mentioned. So, I don't know if that was to say they weren't in the lives or they just were nowhere around at that time. You know,
even
but they
so,
never mentioned
they were
the fathers.
In the care of these particular females. And getting back to Beasley's point, the woman has the veto power. If she tells the guy to put on the rubber and she doesn't do it, and he doesn't do it, she has the option of leaving the bed. Once she's laid and the sperm is in her, she still has the option of having the abortion.
I know that all too well. It's a woman's choice. She holds the ultimate decision-making power when it comes to conception. That's true.
All right. All right. Now, see, y'all want to go somewhere that's really going to get some stuff riled up.
But it's all important to this discussion, because those.
Well, I know.
Really,
I'm just saying. No.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I'm gonna tell you what my theory is on that. You know, everybody say, well, yeah, the woman has the power, and the man needs to have the, you know, the condoms and things of that nature. But here's my thing: what's wrong with the woman making sure she has protection for herself anyway?
It takes two to tango.
Right, and you know, all the pressure has been put on the man to make sure you got some protection. But what about the woman? Yeah, okay, ladies, I heard y'all say, well, we keep condoms in the nightstand next to the bed or what have you. But what about your protection for yourself? You know, what are you doing? And we know guys, you know, condom. But what are y'all doing out there? I mean, since we're gonna go here, let's go here full throttle.
I sound a little like a conservative talking right now, but the reality is, I mean, children are going to happen regardless.
Right.
If you're not financially equipped to bring a child into the world, you should be doing, and you want to have sex, then you should be doing something to prevent yourself, to prevent a pregnancy from happening. And that's both men and women.
Okay. Well, yeah, Joe.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Joe would agree with that. Joe would agree with that.
No, I mean, if you like, fine. I would not have kids unless I know I can provide for them financially and emotionally. Financially, you can put that either as number one or put that as number two. It doesn't matter. If you're going to have children, you know automatically they're going to be a burden on your pocketbook. Get ready for it. Make sure, especially if you're married, or especially if you're not married, well, you can't really make sure if you're not married. But, yeah, you use rubbers, okay? You use them. And I'm telling you right now, I make sure after, and this is not romantic, I have made sure, haven't done it in a little while, but I have made sure by picking up the rubber, squeezing it, showing the chick, see, no leaks. I do not want anybody coming after me and saying, I think I'm having a baby. I've had that done to me twice, once in college and one, I was either after, one after college. You know, and both chicks, they weren't pregnant. They were just trying to be chicks. You know, they were trying to get a rise out of me. So I said, nah, none of this bullshit anymore.
Okay. Joe, you said something there that really got me into. You said they were just being chicks? What the heck does that mean?
They were just playing games. They were just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were just saying, they were lying. They were just, they didn't even know what they were doing. They didn't even, they were too young to even realize the ramifications of what they were doing, other than, let's see what he's got to say about this.
Yeah, they were just playing games.
Yeah.
Having some fun with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have some fun with him. All right.
Yeah,
but let's
fun.
Be realistic about this, Joe. Now, let's be real realistic. In the heat of the moment, when hormones are flowing, juices are flowing, how many people are really thinking about kids?
How many are thinking about kids?
Yeah, kids. You know,
well,
the possibility
not,
of having a
not,
kid.
You're not, but you should be.
Ah.
You're not, but you should be, because you're not ignorant to the fact that If A happens, B and C can happen as well. So,
okay. You're a kid, if you're in your teens, you're in your 20s, you don't know what's going on. Once you've had a scare, even if you don't have a scare, and you've been hearing people talk about it all the time in the media or from your parents or from your friends, Jesus, you know, before you go to bed, you know what's going to happen.
Joe, you know in your teens as well.
You don't care, though.
You know
in
your
teens
as well.
You don't give a rat's ass.
Everybody, I mean,
exactly.
Come on. You might think it's not going to happen to you, or it's not going to happen this time, or one time
it'll be
all right, or I didn't expect it to go this far. But you'd really have to have your head in the sand if you couldn't equate, if you can't connect a sex act to a child possibly being born.
Of course.
Right.
But again, you're not thinking about it as a teenager. You're thinking about, you know.
Right. I mean, it happens. That's how a lot of us got here, because of that. The majority of us are accidents. The great majority.
Who told you that, B?
People, well, I already know. It's a fact. Factually.
Oh, okay, all facts. Sorry, I didn't mean to doubt you.
Excuse me, it's factually.
It's
no,
factuality.
I mean, most people, most children, including us, were not planned. Oh,
that's
I'm
a good
pregnant.
Point.
It, no,
oh,
huh.
I'm pregnant.
Hold on again. It may not have been wanted. Again, women have the choice of saying,
I'm not arguing that at all, Joe. I'm just saying that most of us aren't planned. Majority of us are accidents.
No, I'm going to have to retract that. I'm going to disagree with you. If the woman says, oh, my God, I didn't know, I didn't want to be pregnant, maybe she has the same attitude as the teenage boy. Does she not have the option of having that baby aborted? When she has that option, she knows it and does it. She doesn't take the option. That baby is planned.
Wow. All right. Hold on. Let me bring Maze in.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Maze.
Hello.
Hello.
I have two questions.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
You couldn't be here without a woman. So, Joe, you sit in the corner and take that one. That's the only way you can get on this planet. If she says no, you've never been on this earth.
And your point on both of
regardless of what you run from or what you say you did or what you try not to do.
Hey, God, the same old as all.
And it takes two to tango. Now let me talk about those kids. That's old, Mr. Salt. That happened, I think, in the summertime or something. They've already had a discussion about it. But the media, they always want to take something and put a spin on it the way they want it to have to make it look like it's one group of people doing it. But you don't have a lady that drowned her children. You know, had one that did something else to her children, and a whole lot of people, men, did something things to children too after that accident. So it's just the media trying to put something on YouTube, to, just like they did the little baby boy that was saying the bad words.
Maze.
That's my spiel on it.
Yeah, I know that's your spiel. And once again, I think you're missing what I was trying to say about this situation.
The media,
whatever. But this lady got on there. She wasn't upset. She was looked like she was having a ball. And the only thing she said, I need to get in there and get my pocketbook because my food stamp card is in there. But you just lost a 2 and 3 year old niece and nephew, I think it was. And you mean to tell me that's all the media fault? And it just happens all the time?
No, it was 2 or 3. Was it the day that it happened or 2 or 3 days later when the media was talking to that lady? At the time she was saying what she was saying.
You would think she would still be grieving 2 or 3 days later, Maze.
Well, it had to happen because the mother was in the car crying, okay?
You would think that she would still be grieving 2 or 3 days later, 2 or 3 months later, or at least be somber. I mean,
some people are stronger than that they don't do that, Mr. Beasley.
Yeah, maybe.
Look,
I can see it is for adults, but we talking about kids, man. We talking about babies. These are basically babies. You know?
I know they were babies.
Little babies.
But, you know, I understand the media put twists and turns on that, but I don't think we can blame the media for this one here. I really don't.
I get what you're saying, that if these things didn't happen, the media couldn't report them.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
But the media does seem to give it a lot of attention. There's been a number of cases lately up here in Northern California where the woman has left the child, you know, 2 or 3 years old or younger, alone with the boyfriend, and the child ends up dead. The woman goes to work overnight and comes home and the child's dead. There's been a couple of those. There's been one of them where they found a 3-year-old child dead. The mother and the new boyfriend are gone, and they found them at a train station making an escape. Stuff like this happens.
It happens because people have breakdowns. And Auntie could have been crazy lady for all we know. She could have been on medication.
That's true.
We don't know what her experience was. To not be crying and
but
grieving
then somebody over somebody would be asking, why is she on medication?
Well, they're asking her why she was not crying and why she didn't have no remorse.
Well, see, Maze, you're going back and forth again.
No, you were going back and forth. I gave my opinion.
Maybe the woman was on medication. I said, maybe it's true. So then the media might be focusing on that. And then you just flip back to, well, then they would focus on why she's not crying. It would be because of the medication.
No, I didn't say that. I said, why didn't the media ask her why she was not showing any remorse? Because those kids were dead and worried about her purse.
Okay, no remorse. Same thing.
So she had more in her purse than what she was, at the time that they were talking to her. That's what she was trying to get.
You know, and Gonya made a good point. Who knows how much footage they had when they try to condense it into a minute and a half news segment? You know,
how much of it they put out, as they always do.
Exactly. And it seems real odd that you would hear this woman talking at the end of the clip, talking about, oh, I forgot my purse there, you know, and I got my EBT card and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of makes people, it's easy to draw a connection between being completely irresponsible okay, and doing something so ridiculous, that so absurd, that two children end up losing their life, you draw a line between them and people that collect food stamps.
Because they're good about leaving the good parts out and put the part that they want to do when they go in back in that room and edit everything.
Well, they sure put that part in there, and we all heard it. We all heard it.
That's my stand.
And your mind automatically draws a connection.
Mm-hmm. On the lady that wanted her stamps in the purse.
Your mind automatically draws a connection and makes you shake your head, whether you verbalize it or not. You know, right. You draw a picture in your head.
Interesting. Hold on. Let me bring Ebony in. I see she has her hand up. Hello, Miss Ebony. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Hello, Ebony.
Hello, Flynn.
Hi, Maze. And I guess there's Beasley on. And
yep.
Joe.
Yep.
Hi.
Hey, Flynn.
Hi, guys. I just thought anything to do with women in contraception and stuff, maybe Beasley and Joe are in the right place.
Oh, boy.
He's so busy protecting his firm. Nobody's going to get it. It's probably been froze already anyway. If they wanted it.
I should freeze some just in case, Mae. That's a good idea.
I should freeze
some.
I'm sorry, but...
Well, you can always do
I'm
like Joe and go and play with the sheep.
I don't know why I've never thought about that, but go ahead, Mae. You got me thinking now.
Everybody having too much fun over that, you know? Way too much fun.
I'm sorry. But I didn't get right. Then let me get the story, because I only just joined you guys, and I think I missed the beginning. Did someone leave their baby somewhere, and what happened?
Oh. All right, Mae, you need to do something with that.
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was Beasley? Then.
Two women in Memphis, Tennessee, left a 2- and a 3-year-old in a home, and apparently or allegedly they went to go take some gentleman home. By the time they get back, the house is on fire, and the two little children died.
She
oh,
said,
no.
And they were
she
interviewing
said,
them. They were interviewing them after the fact. Apparently, the mother was in the car crying while the news was interviewing them. But another relative wasn't showing any signs of grief, and she was just talking and smiling apparently on the camera. And towards the end of the interview, she said, you know, God, my goodness, everything in that house is burnt up. I left important stuff there. I have my purse in there. I have my food stamp card in there.
Oh,
and then the clip, and then the clip ended.
Oh, no. I think my question would be, why would two sensible women with half a brain be taking a grown-ass man home? Why would you be driving him home? What kind of man was that to be driven
home?
Didn't
I just say that?
Knowing that they left kids, there. Sorry, I didn't hear you earlier. I'm just saying.
Somebody thinking logically like I am.
Yeah, like, who does that?
Why shouldn't the women?
A lot of American people.
Home?
Why would you take a man home? Why does he need to take
yeah,
him home?
There's
why
more,
does he
there,
get
there,
a bus
there,
or get a
there's
train?
More,
or
there's more. Type. There's more to that story. There's something that they're not saying there.
Yeah, there's something a bit freaky. Why would you be giving a man a lift home?
And why does it take two of them to do it? I mean,
yes,
I would guess there's some kind of drug thing going on there.
I want to put it out. There you go, Beasley, because that just crossed my mind, too.
Yeah.
Of course, all this is speculation. I guess I'm going to do
this. It's speculation, but I ain't got about high before. People do don't trust people to make, well, I want to go, too. I mean, who knows? But there's something more to that.
Yeah,
that's not very good, though. That's awful.
It's
that
all
no
bad.
Story.
You know,
because
she
bad.
Said some dude. She didn't give no name or nothing. She just said some dude. So, you know, that's like, okay, some dude? Did you know the dude?
He told her, don't put my name in this shit. Choke your ass out, dumbass. I didn't tell you to leave that. I told you don't leave them kids alone.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Anyway.
She could have put the kids in the back of the car and taken them with her. I mean, come on.
Could have made his ass walk. Could have called him a cab. I mean, you
yeah,
know.
If you were that desperate to take him. I mean, you know, but anyway.
Let him use a bar or bicycle.
It isn't about women taking a guy home.
Right. There's something else to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, what is it, Joseph?
How did they not get arrested? I remember a case up here not that long ago. The women left, same type of thing, and three kids get killed in the house. And they got arrested and charged with crimes, with child endangerment. And I think they probably will do that
after a while. But, you know, initially they'll be investigating, and when they've finished their investigations, they will charge probably.
I think
they should have been arrested for leaving minors in the house by themselves.
Right. I think
yeah.
the two women up here, they beat
the
involuntary manslaughter, but they were ended up convicting of child endangerment.
Yeah.
And she got probation.
I was going to say, what, probation? I mean, if somebody
in
the chat room earlier mentioned.
In Fairfield, California, look it up. In Fairfield, California, there's a very similar case.
You know, in the chat room, Corn Dog mentioned Kaylee Anthony, you know, and that kind of comes to mind, too.
So where was the father of these kids then, okay? The father of these kids?
Good question.
Okay.
We don't know because we don't know the people.
Look, I think that they should be part of the equation, too. I mean, it's a big mess, and it's a sad thing, but you would think that you can call a father or even a neighbor. Hey, can you watch my kids for a minute?
Exactly.
I mean, there's all kinds of hindsight, 2020.
You know what? I'm going to say, because I'm just replaying the clip in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody called them and told them the house was on fire.
Mm.
See my point? So if that's the case, why wouldn't that person over there looking? They asked the person, like you just said, they asked them to look after the kids while they were gone.
Right.
Or,
right. They knew them well enough to have a cell phone number. Right.
Or maybe now let's look at it this way. Maybe they did ask someone. No, listen. They did ask someone to watch the kids, and they left for a moment to go back to their house, and the fire started, and. The two ladies got all the, you know, attention put on themselves. Okay, I'm gonna play y'all reasoning
right now.
That's one
hypothetical that could have happened, but
that's
the answer to the first hypothetical, maybe the house got on fire, and because it was in flames, the neighbors saw the house in flames, and one of the neighbors knew who it was, and they called the mother.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. Well, the one guy did say he tried to go in, but the smoke ran him back out.
That's what 911's for. You call a professional.
That's why I wonder why the neighbor didn't call 911 before they called the mother.
They probably did.
They didn't.
They probably did.
Well, okay. Joe, fix your hum.
You kidding? I got a hum?
Oh, it's a hum coming from somebody.
That can't be me.
Okay, that's good. Somebody just fixed it. But, more I think about it, we throwing all these scenarios out, but it still comes down to them two kids were in the house by themselves.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Someone made a choice to leave them there.
Right. And I still can't get over it takes two of y'all to take one dude home. You know? One dude.
Story don't stand up.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. You know, that's why I love y'all. We can break anything down once we get to talking about it.
story doesn't stand up.
I think there might be some logic in it if two people are taking Joe home. I can understand that.
Oh. Ebony must not have been here when you were reiterating the rules. No personal attack.
Look, Ebony. Ebony is the only. Look, Ebony is the only one I know can shut Joe down.
Please let me have a show.
Hey, look, you know how to do it. Just Ebony, you got a quiz for Joe today?
You got a freaking quiz for me today.
That's only because Joe loves her, and then she abuses it before of it. It's really sad.
Oh,
it's really sad.
Oh God! First, it's why are they taking Joe home? And don't you have a quiz? What is this?
Oh God.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ebony was a part time dominatrix. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, when she says she's in management, you know what she's managing.
Okay. I can get my whip out. Don't worry about it.
I told you I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, you got it ready.
Hey, thank you. May I have another? Say thank you, damn it.
Well, look, y'all telling on yourself now, boy. I tell you.
Guys, I don't say, that with the last, you just need to say where you want it. But,
nowhere. With somebody else.
No. Now you don't have a choice. I'm going to whip you again.
My name is Toby.
Wow. Oh man.
Sad situation. Real sad situation.
I think the point was what you said before. I think the emphasis was going to be on the EBT card, and make the automatic connection subliminally about the composure of the aunt or whoever the other woman was, with the fact that if kids don't matter, my EBT card does.
I'll just go ahead and say it. What it triggers in people's head is if it's obviously if you're not responsible enough to take care of children, it stems from your irresponsibility of not being responsible enough to be able to feed yourself without the taxpayer's help.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whoa, now that's a different angle, Beasley. You care to expound a little bit?
That's what people think. You can't even feed yourself. You can't feed yourself. You rely on someone else to feed yourself. You're bringing children into the world. Obviously, you're not responsible to feed yourself. So how are you having people in the world, and you can't even feed them?
That was the aunt. We don't know how the aunt was.
We don't know, but I'm just telling you what clicks in people's mind. Not necessarily in my mind, but in people's mind, those thoughts come to head if you're taking a hard line on this.
Yeah, and then in some people had the EPP or whatever kind of card was just stuck in their head because they put it in the report. Not everything was said before that.
Maze. Huh? Okay, you.
That was just
look, the lady, it came out of her mouth.
I know.
It came out of her mouth. I mean, did the media put it in her mouth? Did they?
No, it didn't
in
her mouth. We don't know what was in her before
say that.
No,
huh?
I did. Yeah. Huh.
I mean, really? She said it. The media didn't tell her to, even though I don't care how you edit it, it still came out of her
mouth.
She
was trying to get her purse.
But, Maze, here's the point, though. Two kids just died, your niece and nephew. But yet, the only thing you worried about is a damn EBT card? Really?
I mean, she could have said something. I mean, if she was in a frame of mind to think about what was in the house, she could have mentioned family photos or government documents. Something.
Her medical card could have been in there with her EPT card, too. They just put that part in and left that part out. We don't know what else she said.
She said medical card. She said EBT. No,
before they cut it, we don't know what they said.
Stamp card. That's what she said.
That's
she used
to
ship my
before
food
they cut
stamp
it
card.
Look, the same trifling-ass attitude that makes you be able to rationalize leaving a 2- and 3-year-old alone at nighttime is part of the same attitude that doesn't have the filter to think before you say something like that.
that she was that concerned about her EBT card. Some things are better left unsaid. It's all bad. She could have turned down the interview. It sounded like she was happy to get in front of a camera. That's the way that she wants her 15 minutes of fame. There's no excuse. There's no excusing this stuff. And, I don't know if the media spliced this or...
Yeah, they spliced and diced it. They do
or
put
serving out. You know what? They still didn't stick a gun to your head to go ahead and talk on television. Talking on TV is not going to bring those children back, and it's not going to bring your EBT card back. It's not going to do anything but open you up for scrutiny and ridicule. But then again, that takes somebody with some common sense to see that.
Yeah, and maybe she wasn't all that bright, the person they got hold of. Maybe she was on drugs. Who knows what her issue is. But she clearly is someone in right-thinking mind.
If I thought she was in right-thinking mind, she wouldn't have been doing, talking like that in the first place. Because I'm had to be wrong.
Right, right.
Nobody
right.
figured that one out yet. No, that's not weird, crazy people walking around.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't think it's easy to say it's because you're on welfare. You know, there's a lot of people on welfare that aren't like that, that ain't doing that. So it's just, another way to target those people who haven't got money and have to be on the state system. And somebody's going to have to be on the state system because not everybody can work. There's not employment for everyone. Doesn't mean that everybody who's on welfare is that kind of person. So, it's generalizations that aren't true for
anybody.
Would
you hire that lady to do anything?
Well, she'd probably be on hiring. She probably can't be hired because she's probably not properly educated, hasn't done much of her life up until now. That's probably why she's not employable.
She'll burn your office. She'll burn your office down.
It's just like the politician in New York when that politician, the maid killed his children, drowned them in the bathtub. They didn't make a big deal out. We still don't know what happened with that case.
Crazy.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Everybody, hold on for a minute. We got a couple of comments in the chat room I want to read. Michelle says, I think there was something not right because the auntie didn't even seem concerned with the mother's grief. It could also be that she was in shock. Some people in shock deny what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah.
Corndog 5 says, so there is no blame for the father who left his children with a mother who neglects her children.
Yeah.
He bears some of the responsibility.
I agree.
He doesn't. We have consensus. If everybody's going to speculate. Maybe he's the kind of guy that knew that he married a loser, and he got rid of the loser.
Married?
He proved how much.
Maybe he's not even
married.
Alive. He could have been
married.
He could have been who said he was alive?
I just said he bears some of the responsibility.
How?
Not all.
We don't know
that. You bear some of the responsibility.
How?
Unless he was a sperm donor. He's partly responsible.
Oh, will you give it up? I'm not buying that bullshit.
Say nothing about that. That makes me nervous.
He was a sperm donor.
Yeah, he's afraid of that.
A lot of
you
want to
speculate and speculate that the guy loser broad that he married, and the loser proved herself to be a loser broad by having those kids in the house by she and another loser taking another loser home.
Chances are the father's a loser, too.
Exactly. Who says he ain't a loser?
But how does he have any responsibility something that occurs miles away, this man's got responsibility for now.
Yeah, because he probably couldn't keep it in his pants and made someone
give it up with this crap of yours.
From the responsibility.
He doesn't bear any responsibility by using your premise because the woman has the veto power. End of discussion.
Listen, he could have put a little bag over it if he chose to.
And she could have told him to if she chose to.
Okay.
There's a kid, I'd say he's about 18 or 19, and he does work in my building. And the other day he started talking to me about how he has a six-month-old child and he's estranged from the mother and she's not letting him see the child. And he was near tears, and I said, yeah, that's a messed up situation. And he blamed everything on her. She's doing this, she's doing that. I said, well, if you really want to see your child, I said, you've got some rights too. He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you go down to the court and you sue for paternity and you prove that you're the father. and the court will arrange for you to be able to see the child. However, there's more to this. He said, what? I said, you're also claiming a financial responsibility for this child. Okay? So that means you're going to be on the hook for some child support. And it didn't seem like that good of an idea anymore.
But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that he was that clueless, or that he was so easy to blame her and blame everything else except taking some type of responsibility, because he does have some rights. You just have to go ahead and stand up for him. Now, a man that was really concerned about having a relationship and knowing and seeing his child wouldn't think twice about stepping forward. But a man like that would probably be able to work something out with the mother without it even having to go to court. So there it is.
Well, you know, I always say to young men, I say young men, choices equal consequences. You make a choice to go there. It might look pretty. You might decide, oh, yeah, I'm going with the swing of things, and I'm not in control. Well, the consequence may be that you have a 20, 30-year tag of someone you're going to be responsible for, and you'll be paying for the rest of your life. This is how it goes. You know, it ain't something that you just do and leave it and keep moving. It does not work that way. There's a life, and you're responsible just like the mother's responsible.
Eric, could you mute up any form?
And in 6 months and a year, six him and six her, if they're
how
really
it is.
Responsible people.
That's how it is.
Hold on. Y'all hold on for a minute. I got to bring my co-host in because I know she got a take on it. She being quiet, but I'm going to drag her in here anyway. Come on, co-host, where you at?
I'm here.
All right.
How's everybody?
Hi, Ringone.
Hello.
Hey there. How are you doing today?
All right.
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Let me hear your take on this. Everything, because I know you've been listening.
I've also been filling up the chat room.
Yeah, I know that too.
First of all, I didn't see the video, not to doubt your observations, but I am aware that there's a lot of creative editing done by reporters. I don't know who that woman was. We don't know if the mother made a bad mistake by trusting someone else to watch after their children, like you said, and maybe they didn't follow through responsibly. It could be a lot of things, and I don't see what good it's going to do for me to try to speculate what I think about it, because I don't have the facts.
Yeah.
The whole situation is tragic, but, you know, I don't trust that little clip tells the whole story, and you all have already pointed out that there's something doesn't seem right. And like I said in the chat room, if that woman was in any way a part of that family or even just a thinking human being while something like that happened, she's sitting up there talking about food stamps. Evidently, she's on crack or she's mentally ill, whoever she was. And we don't even know who she was.
And stupid.
And if Mays was correct, I agree with Mays, because reporters can easily talk to you and get you to say things and then edit and make it a whole different context of what's going on. They do that all the time.
They do that with reality shows. So people complain about the reality shows all the time. Say it didn't even happen like that. They made it seem like that.
Exactly right. So I don't know what else I can say, Eric. That's just how I see it. Tragic that there's a loss of life, but as far as who that woman is, who she was, what happened, what the mother did, what she didn't do, you know, like you said, all you can do is speculate in a case like that.
And just because it said it was her aunt, don't mean that she could even been related to him at all, just some other friend that called aunt.
Exactly. They had been in her house and left her food stamps in there last week, for all we know.
Could have been the first one that jumped in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? I ain't buying that last bit right there. Could have left a person there for the week before. Now, you know, it's not important to me right now. It's not important when she left it. The important thing to me is that's the only thing she was really worried about at that time.
The point I was trying to make, Eric, was to illustrate we don't know. That's why I said that.
Yeah, we're speculating, right? Everything we're doing is speculating.
But as of right now, we can only go on what the clip said.
Yeah, because they're going to hold this, and they just gave one off the list.
I think that's a tragic mistake also, that a lot of people need to stop jumping every time they put something in our face, and we run with it like it's the gospel truth. Because they say,
Y'all the one that came up with the topic.
Pardon me?
Your show is the one that came up with the topic.
This is Mr. Talk Show. I've never seen that video. I didn't know anything about it.
That's right. And I came up with it. Why? What you got a problem with it being?
I don't. We discuss all kind of stuff. I was on
okay
the
then. That
doesn't bother
saying.
Me at all.
And I wanted to discuss it, so that's why I brought it up.
And I don't
have a problem with that. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Me and my co-host are free all the time. Huh?
And I think it's a good little topic, Eric. I wonder if you could extend the topic to are men responsible for the stuff that comes out their body?
No.
Are men responsible?
You know what, David? I got to ask you. I have to ask you because that's a very broad question. What stuff are you talking about?
Well, Joe want to carry around on his arms and his head like he did before everything.
I was
going to
say, what kind of stuff are you talking about now?
She's talking about sperm that makes children.
Okay. So why could she just say that stuff? You know, men have a lot of stuff come out of their body, just like women do.
She's a British subject. There's a British subject. Some things you just can't say outright. You got to kind of put a picture around it.
Okay.
Not ladylike enough, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
They're not as crude as we are.
Oh, okay.
That's what I... Thank you, Beezy, for clarifying.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm here to help bridge the gap.
All right.
So what
you want to know about the stuff?
I want to know if men can be... I know this is your Friday show, okay, so maybe it's appropriate to ask the question. You know, can men ever take responsibility for what comes out? Because you just hear, there's always this circular argument, you know, and Joe kind of alluded to it earlier, that, you know, men don't want to really say, you know, I am responsible for what I do in the bedroom. And if there is, you know, if a child is created, it's not responsible. I don't get where men get off with, you know, she had the choice to do this and that. Come on, we're in 2014. You put it in, if something comes out of it and it is yours, you take the paternity test if you need to. Okay.
And men do that, but since you want to talk about the logic.
You know,
argument,
Ebony, to answer your question.
Yeah, answer the question.
To answer your question honestly, Ebony, the answer is obviously no. Not in all cases. Because if men were naturally responsible, there would have never been a need for laws to make men responsible.
That's a straw man argument, Beasley. When we come down to this situation, the person with the veto power has the veto power. There's no getting around it. When a person final say in any type of process and they use that final say for either a yay or a nay, they can't blame it on anybody else.
Well,
when a woman has that final power to say...
She has responsibility. That's what she has. That's where
the responsibility lies. The responsibility is inside the belly of the woman who knows that she's the receptacle. If she's going to be pregnant,
and the woman didn't do it by herself. I understand what you're saying, Joe, and you're making a good point. You're making a good point, but that doesn't deny a man's culpability and responsibility when it comes to a child coming into
the
world.
Yes, it does. The veto power is the veto power. There is no power beyond that.
The woman has to say.
The law gave it to her. She embraces it. She's putting it back on men, and men and women are both.
All women don't want their children, and all women don't want the kids that they have. They give them away. That's why they got
That's the veto power. That's
and
why
men,
women,
you know,
wait,
hold
on,
man,
hold
the
up,
power
hold
to
up.
Say anything over
okay.
a woman's body.
Hold on. I think I see where Joe's going. Hold on. I see where Joe's going. And basically what Joe say is, even though the man may say, yes, go to have the baby, I take care of the baby, the woman still can say, nope, I'm not having it, or I'm going to get it, and I'm putting it up for abortion, and the guy has no say-so whatsoever in it. So I understand what Joe's saying. And you know, any kind of way, he's right. But I feel that both should be responsible. And I do believe that even if a female is going to have an abortion, she should be required to ask to talk to the guy about it, and they make that decision together.
But they don't.
You know,
that's
like you say,
thing.
Both
you
of
know,
them
I
make it together.
None of
I
these states,
if
a
it
man
be,
and a woman
it,
cannot make an agreement. It is
I
against
to get
the law.
Short of, since you said
it is
the law.
Hold on, Maze. It's against the law for men and women to make an agreement so that he can have some say prior to the birth. It's against the law. He can't have it.
What
so
I'm saying is
if
the law changed to where the man got to take 6 months and the woman got to take 6 months, I wonder how many children would be born then.
If what?
Yeah, say that.
If the man had it 6 months and the woman had to have it six, split it up between the two that laid down and made it, I wonder how many children would be born.
One more time. Can you explain that?
If there's a split for taking care of the children
or for the responsibility prior to the birth, what?
The responsibility of both. You got 6 months.
Prior
you
or
got
after?
6 months. You can't do it when
you
how
can't
you
have
prior.
This argument. The argument
no.
is the woman's body
ears.
Is her body.
Listen,
she's got the veto power. There is no argument after that.
It's her body into 9 months, and after she delivered, you got 6 months with it, and she got 6 months with it.
It's still no argument.
What are you talking about, Joe?
That means
stops you from going around the corner and make another one. And then you got another one, and another one, and another one.
You got to understand logic,
over and
right?
over again, in a
you can't
cycle.
Understand logic, I can't help you.
In
the
a
logic
cycle.
Is, she's
you
got
can't
the
understand
power.
The logic that you
That's
want to it. Walk around and carry your wood.
Okay, she has
finish.
The power. I hear what Joe's saying. But let's reel back. Let's reel back before she takes the power, okay? Before she something is created. If men and women took more responsibility for the process and accepted that when you create there's an issue that someone has to take responsibility for, then, you know, we wouldn't get to this stage where the law has to step in. What I'm saying is before the law steps in, I'm saying before the law steps in, the law steps in when we create something, when it's created.
But
right?
the way you keep
and I'm saying, before you get there, right, why can't that's where my question comes.
It doesn't
comes.
Matter, Ebony.
No, the problem,
law
Joe, is
the
question.
Is
the
ever
you go there anyway. If
situation.
You don't want any kids, you shouldn't be laying down with nobody. You even have some, with that conversation.
Hey,
we'll take
God.
Care of that.
All right. Think anything
that
you
care
want.
Of that for
logic
good.
Is logic.
Okay, so if it was you going back now, I mean, you may have forward in a few years.
Later,
but like,
you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Young enough to create, would you snip it if you didn't want it to happen?
Oh, yeah, I would have a vasectomy, sure.
It's an option. Then how come you didn't do it? You have a choice.
There you go.
Because
like
I didn't have to
walk
do
away.
It. I was responsible.
It's like, walk away.
Now, if everybody's going to
assume
I've got
that's
kids.
A good, that's
my
a
question.
Good, everybody twits it around on you.
Jesus.
That's a good point.
Right.
You do out there in the pasture.
What do you mean?
You happen to like them. They bah for you. Come over and visit. Got your fingerprints all over one of them for sure.
I'm just saying, Joe, okay? Before you visit, you need to snip it.
You're having a logical argument. Plain and simple.
I'm just saying, uh-huh. okay, if you don't want things to happen, then maybe, and you're that.
Well, that's true. Okay, if you,
you
want to go, okay, if you want to go on this ridiculous discussion of yours, okay, because I know what you're trying to do, and I'll take the bait, okay? Even
okay.
though, all right, I'll take the bait. Even if you don't, and you stick it in, and it's not rape, who has the veto power?
Both of you.
No, the woman has the ultimate decision
yeah.
whether the child comes into the world or not.
Yeah,
okay,
that's true.
Then. And
but my question is, why can't men zip it up before it gets there? Because you
it
do have
it doesn't matter if it's before it gets there. It's what happens
no,
prior,
well,
because during,
that's
a, and
I'll
right
tell
at
you
that
why,
particular
Ebony,
point.
Because that's a pretty extreme. That's a pretty extreme measure to avoid pregnancy one time with one person in one act.
Well, when a woman don't want a child, no children at all, she gets herself fixed so she makes sure she don't make that mistake. But a man always got to scream and cry about why it happened and what she can
do.
It is never
you know
about what he can't do.
That's a high five.
I never really wanted children, but I never wanted to close the door in case I decided I did want to have children.
Oh, just in case if you change your mind.
It can happen.
Yeah, but Joe is not that type of person. He don't want to change his man. He just don't want
to. Oh, so Beasley,
you know what? Joe has thought about this all the way through, and if he's anything like me, he's probably thought of the times in his life that if something else could have happened different, that life would be completely different, that he might be with that woman from 30 years ago or from 25 years ago, and two or three kids might have happened, because that's how it happens. It doesn't take a lot of thought. Sometimes just a making a left when you should have made a right, and your whole life can change.
But I'm quite sure every person that Joe met in with his life and dated don't even have kids because she didn't want them.
Now, I'm sure. I'm glad you're sure about whatever you think you're sure about.
But he's just so nervous about having a breakdown of other people doing what they want to do.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Stop saying that.
You and Joe probably would have made some really nice looking kids, Mace.
I don't think so.
How could you not think so?
My flavor, so I don't think so.
I'm gonna have to agree with Mace.
Joe's not my flavor. I don't think so. I'm happy with the one I'm with, and I'm glad the one
you guys two. You guys could probably have a child and one day grow up to be president of the United States of America.
No, he wasn't my flavor, so we would have never crossed paths.
I can see it right now.
I'm sorry.
President,
you know what?
Joe, President Joe Hussein Mays.
Yeah, would that be a kick in the fucking ass? Yeah.
No,
well,
Beasley,
I don't know how that would happen because it'd have to get in there, and I don't think Mays would allow it. It would happen.
There you go, veto power. Man.
It would happen. Oh, no.
She just had to see the twinkle in his eye.
No,
wow.
She probably did the snip herself.
There would have never been no interest, so it wouldn't even happen.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So y'all out
there. I can't create the atmosphere of love here no matter how hard I try.
You're not trying to create a goddamn fucking love atmosphere.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me bring Lo in. He might as well get in on this, too.
Trying to get some love going on around here.
What's your definition of love?
What's up, Lo?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here now. I'm walking here.
Yeah, I'm walking.
So, Lo, if you didn't want to get Lo, can I ask Lo a question? Lo,
how are you? Come back and ask me again.
What'd you bring with you?
What did I bring with me? I didn't bring it. If I have noise in the background, only thing you hear those dudes coming out of the back of this truck. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it ain't me. What do I have to bring to the table? Well, yesterday after the show, I went back because I had time to all night long. And I replayed several of Mr. Talk's shows. I listened to myself talk. And I have not referred to any females as B's or H's as I was lied on yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't tell that lie on me.
Man.
I may say, hey, Mr. Talk, if somebody lying on you, you're going to get them straight, too.
I haven't heard him call anyone referred to as a B, and he doesn't say H, he doesn't say ho, he says whores.
Okay, so now we doing a problem.
Are you creating love again, B?
Okay, all right, look.
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
Easley is your attorney today, so I'm going to tell you and your attorney, all right, there's no more whores. Or whatever you call them, harlots or anything else like that on the show. Okay, we can hang that out. We can finish that.
Oh, harlots,
that's
huh?
A new constitution. So y'all got to get see what freedoms you have to say.
All right.
I don't understand it then.
So that's it. That's it. I just put the law down.
I don't understand that law. It's found
on it's a lot in the world that we never understand and we never will. You just go by it and hang on and take the ride. That's all you can do.
Well, yours is not the question. Why yours is the do or die, soldier?
Well, let me ask you a question then, Mr. Tuck. Is it okay for somebody to be stating facts, even though it's laced with a little bit of opinion, and you don't even get all of it out your mouth? Somebody come talking over you anyway. I mean, if you throw a fact out there. Well, it's
man, look. Man, what they got your panties in the wad today, huh? You come in here arguing. We were laughing and giggling. Now you want to come in here with all that. What the world want you to
all
do?
All serious.
Guess what I brought into the show. Yeah, don't lie on me. I don't like that.
Oh, Lord.
I lied on enough. And the messed up part is I ain't never lay down with her. She lying on me.
What do you guys doing in this thing? Vernon, come get
most
your cousin.
Most of the time, that's when they go to line, when you leave them wet like that.
I like that. What are you doing? They had me lying down with Mae. So,
boy, that's
okay.
Talking about me.
God.
I told you I don't have one man I lay down with. So I agree with that.
Oh, God. That's a low blow on his part, but he's telling the truth.
Good Lord. What in the world? We having a good time. Hey, y'all,
truth.
There's 4 minutes left in the show. If you want to continue to hear the show live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. All right, let's get back to Low. Low?
Let Low
I love you, brother, but come on, man, let's keep rolling. Yesterday was yesterday. We're into today.
Okay.
All right?
Can I ask a question? Does it pertain to yesterday? No.
All right.
Okay. Let's say you have a guy that's having, let's call it promiscuous sex with a woman that he cares nothing about, but she thinks that he likes her.
Right.
And he's been lying to her, and she kind of believes the lies that he's been telling. And when the truth comes out, is she prone to digging a ditch and throwing him in it as deep as she can?
Man, and lighting him on fire at the same time.
Yeah. There's the consequences they have to do for man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And lighting him on fire, and if he climbed out the dish, he's going to hit him with the shovel and pour more lighter fluid on him. Yeah.
We were talking about this today, me and some other people, and, you know, the thing is, hey, it all happened because of lust.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, you didn't have to lay there and gap your – you didn't have to lay there. You could have made him wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ebony, didn't you say publicly on this show that you had a toy at home?
A toy? What kind of toy?
You know what kind of toy.
The toy was battery, Ebony. What kind of toy is it?
Power Ranger.
My God. You know what? Yeah. It's funny how you guys remember little bits of information kind of just
that
because.
That taken out of context?
Taken out of context.
Oh,
it
was.
Ebony,
you're a grown woman. I got a toy.
I don't know what my toys have to do with any of you guys on that show, okay?
The thing is, you were proud of your toy when you were talking about it. Oh, yes, I have one.
You know what, hey, if you have a toy, right, it's your toy. You talk about your toy if you choose to. That ain't nobody else's business to talk about,
right.
Okay?
When you open the door, a fly going to come in the house.
Okay,
can we move on from Ebony's toy, please? Okay.
I just like the fact when it comes to my libido, you
he's
certainly
trying to get
are free to put that out there.
Yeah,
my point is this. No.
It would have never happened. It would have never happened if, like I said, you know, if she'd have made him wait longer and, you know, if she'd have kept playing with her toy, whoever the lady might be. I'm not talking about Evan specifically.
Or you got a good point. Or if she determined that he had true feelings for her before she decided to give up. She decided to have relations with them.
Okay, now you guys are bringing up a good point. This is a time when a guy can turn into a scumbag.
okay, when he's promising and promising and promising, and if she's getting pregnant and he's saying with his
why you got to bring pregnancy in this, Joe?
Because
come on,
we
that's
were
only
about
because it ties it back into the topic.
Sound like he wants insurance.
Okay.
Yeah,
it ties it back into the topic of neglected children.
Yeah.
Unwanted neglected children.
And I think perhaps you're right, Lowe. I think you're right, Lowe. If women did say no more, and Joe knows this because a lot of women have said no to him.
Wow.
Why do I always got to get the brother?
Wow.
I'm so glad everybody knows about my first wife.
Oh, well.
That's the story.
I mean, yeah. If,
listen to you people. I never had sex in my life.
Well, it's possible. I believe
well,
that.
Well, Joe,
anyway.
I told you, you be out there making your kids out there in the pasture, so we know you getting yours in.
That's why they call goats kids, right? Okay.
That's right. So she getting yours in.
Yeah, well, Montana way.
Well, I mean, either way, like I say, you know, if she held out longer, and, you know, Miss Mays, I remember what you said. You said that you were a chaste woman when you were married, and that's great.
I didn't say I was married. Get it right. I didn't say when I was married. Get it right.
What you mean you ain't say when you was married?
You said I was a chaste woman when I was married.
You were living a chastised life, meaning you had your chastity belt on, Maze, and that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You didn't just jump in the bed with everybody. That's a good thing. You didn't just say, hey, I'm going out to the club tonight. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody getting some of this. You didn't do that.
Sure didn't.
Wow.
Women,
I had to go find
them
a blow-up doll. That's how I left them with that choice, a blow-up doll.
Yeah, there you go. Women do that, and they wind up with bastardized children after situation and diseases and other things.
Only the way.
So, Lowe, what are you recommending? Are you recommending that people get boys? Is that what you're saying?
I am recommending celibacy until you get married.
Okay, because that's kind of having a love affair with yourself.
Oh, cuz, where you at, cuz? I want to see cuz agree with that one. Where you at, cuz?
I get a kick out of people's, and I'm not knocking what he's saying. Even if the majority of the world doesn't practice what he's saying, but his views are interesting. He's a Bible toting black nationalist. And now he's got some hardcore conservative views. He's an interesting dude.
Black nationalist? What do you mean black nationalist? Where did this come from?
Wow. Where did that come from?
Oh, boy.
I'm complimenting you on your uniqueness. That's all.
Oh, wow.
I'm not taking a dig at you at all. I'm not.
Okay. Okay.
You have an interesting gumbo pot of views and opinions.
Oh my
God!
You
see that right there? And you can take everything and throw it in the gumbo.
Do you practice what you preach?
Some people can be allergic to everything in gumbo too.
Were you a kind of, you know, chaste man before you got married? I mean, were you kind of celibate for years and using your left hand?
you know everybody that's carrying around a Bible, bringing a Bible everywhere and always holding up the Bible's got some hypocrisy in them. Everybody I've ever met.
Well,
make them a bad person. But anyone that's all carrying around a Bible.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Let Lo answer that question.
Go ahead, Lo.
Where are you?
Well, I'm going to answer your question, sister. I didn't always carry a Bible around.
I mean, you got a pass that can always come back and hunt you.
Okay, we're going to tell it. Since he want to play, we're going to tell it like Lowe was a hoe, all right?
Hold up, man. Wait, I thought we didn't say hoe on this show.
I thought we were not going to use these versions.
It's my show. Yeah. It's my show. I can say what I want to. Y'all just
we
can't say it.
The rules.
Y'all
can't say it. I can say it.
That's right.
That sounds like
daddy.
Some hypocrisy. Yeah.
It's like daddy.
Okay.
Do it.
Call it what
I
you
say,
want.
Not as I do.
Look, Don't get mad because I told what you really were.
I love it, Mr. Love.
Let's not change the subject. Let's talk about Lo.
You know what? I'll break it all the way down. I'll break it all the way down. All the way up until I met my wife, I ran amok. I met my wife in California. We was at the National Training Center. She was sitting there by herself reading a book.
Oh my God.
Well, you painted them as a home.
And I guarantee you, your wife don't know nothing about no women, and when you see them, you get just shaking, nervous, and the one I'm going to come over and start talking about
the past. I was honest enough to tell my wife, hey, my wife know my past.
Okay, well, you don't have no reason to be nervous.
I don't. Well, The thing about it, I grew up in a community where there were deacons at the churches that you knew, the young people didn't know, but the older people knew, that the deacons that always prayed the longest and the loudest were screwing around all over town. And the thing about
right.
Yeah, and the adults never said anything about it. And so I took bits and pieces from other people's lives, and I said, hey, you know what? I want to have that part. I don't want to have that part because that's foul. And that's my life.
Hey,
yeah, but no. Hold on for a minute, Ebony.
Lo, I have a question for you out of the chat room. Say, do you believe in Steve Harvey's book?
Yeah.
No.
The 90-day rule?
No, I don't. I don't believe in that book because that's hypocrisy for him to tell somebody that, he up on at this little gospel fest crying because they're giving him an award because he's so filled with the Spirit. And then he writes a book and says, well, hey, don't have sex out of wedlock for at least 90 days. That's hypocrisy.
Well, wait a minute, don't have sex out of wedlock for 90 days?
Well, don't have sex with the person before 90 days. Never mention marriage or anything like that. Yeah, he's a hypocrite.
He's the ultimate hypocrite, but it's really not a bad rule for a woman if you want a relationship.
Well, like I say, 90 days, the guy is going to be screwing somebody else anyway.
Don't have sex with the guy for 90 days when you're dating him?
That's what Steve Harvey says. And here it is right here.
Joe just said the main word that everybody gets mixed up. See, Steve Harvey didn't mention all that in the book. You know, the word is dating. If you're dating them, you can wait 90 mm-hmm. days. But if you just, as they say, hanging out, then, hey, it is what it is. If I can't get it here, I'm going to get it there because we just hanging out. We're not in a committed relationship. We aren't dating. You know, and that's one of the things that society today, young folk today, has gotten confused with hanging out and dating. They want to have both of them without the commitment.
Yeah.
And so that's where it's all screwed up at.
Wait, Mr. Tuck. Hold on, Mr. Tuck. That didn't just start because I know quite a few people when this person died, all of a sudden, y'all knew that wasn't his mama and daddy, no way. Y'all knew who his daddy was. So this didn't just start. I'm talking about old people. So don't just throw this on the young people, man. There's some grandmas out there that, you know, that was in the bushes doing things they had.
Great grandmas. She's right.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is that there are a lot of guys out there, and when you first came on the show, you said, if you ladies knew better, you know, you would not do it for an X amount of time. What I don't like is that guys who have been hoeing it around, okay, years later, when they suddenly decide they've shut up shop and they've become the good husband, hey, in inverted commas, the good husband, they then want to offer advice to other people like, shut up shop, don't be doing it. Well, when you were hoeing around, who are you hoeing around with? You know, I don't like
somebody,
it because it just seems so disingenuous when men say it.
You're hoeing around with somebody's future wife.
That's right.
So what? If they made the decision to open up their legs, that's their decision.
But that's just part of how people evolve as adults, Ebony.
Yeah, but I hate the hypocrisy of it.
But
the same hole, you're trying to tell us to keep clean. The same hole's not...
take that particular subject out of the equation, none of us think the same about everything as we do now as we're older as we did when we were 25.
Right. It's not hypocrisy. It's the way
your mind evolves, and if your mind isn't evolving, you're going to be a 50-year-old person that's talking and acting like they're 25 years old.
With your pants hanging off your butt.
Girls, that's why I tell the young girls, don't be listening to no man out there. Don't be following no man, okay? When they finish playing their game later on, they'll be like, I'm looking for a little godly wife, and they'll be running to the church to find one of these nice little clean
girls.
Wait a minute. What if a guy makes his intentions nice
every time
and clean
I went to church,
and upfront, and he says, I'm not interested in marriage, and she still goes to bed with him? She doesn't have any responsibility?
She has responsibility. But what I'm teaching women, is, listen, don't be following no man out there, because at the end of the day, don't watch what they say, hear what they say, watch what they do. Because what happens when they finish hoeing it around out there, they go looking for the miss innocent. They can say, I got a wifey now, you know, and she's saying, I've got a great husband who is a hoe anyway. Okay, so I've got to, you know, and he's cleaned up now because he's made his vows to me. And I'm like, it's all a bunch of hypocrisy.
Ebony, I hear what you're saying. And they all stand across the room looking at him and say, like, oh, I had him. Well, if you only knew what you had.
Hold on. Can't we interchange men for women in that example?
Well, yes.
Sorry.
Doesn't it work both ways?
Yes.
It works both ways exactly.
A woman gets tired of doing whatever she was doing and having independent and free and screwing and sleeping and not having committed relationships, and then she decides to get married.
But
and
he's married.
Yeah, that's
a innocent woman that's been in the church with a long dress on and don't have anybody.
And who is
your wife?
I've been to those weddings where the guy is marrying the girl, and I know the girl, and me and a couple of guys are in the audience of the wedding. Snickering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on for a minute, y'all.
I've been
to
one of those weddings.
Hold on. Let me bring Michael in, because Michael want to get something going. All right. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm just laughing.
Hi, Michael.
Well, hello. You know what? I wasn't going to call in, but I had to. I had to call in. Ebony, you just proved my point. I'm so glad. See, what you just said, that you would give advice to those women, those daughters, right? Those women. Same thing advice what I would give to my daughter. Don't let the man have the last say. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Don't follow these men. See what I'm saying. You just proved my point. There's no leader. Don't let no woman follow. Don't submit to no man. What I'm saying is I'm gonna educate my daughter. I want her to go to college. She's gonna make her decisions, and she's gonna be bright. But not no man is gonna come in her life. She made decisions and totally dictate and rule her. So that's all I wanted to say. You can't, because no, you don't do that. If you instill that in somebody, I'm letting you, someone would take that advice and that statement and rule the shit out of a woman. And
not
she can't
always.
Get out. That's,
no.
I'm not saying always,
no.
but I'm
no.
letting
always.
You know.
Not always, but
I'm letting you know, when you tell
you
a boy or a young man that he has the last say and a woman submits, some people will take that.
Say it like that. Some people.
Okay, but listen. Okay, when a woman runs her mouth and then that man pops the shit out of her, where did he get
that? Not every man hits a woman.
I'm asking, where did he get that philosophy from?
Well, Michael,
I had the last say, she doesn't run her, yes, it is. Yes, society has instilled that in men. When a woman runs her mouth, you check her, put her in her place. I'm letting you know, listen, I know the man's
mentality.
That's all I'm talking about. Let me tell you. But
some women you hit, you might get hit back.
Right.
I know that. Yeah, exactly.
And Michael, I'm going to tell you what your daughter's going to wind up being. You tell her, don't let no man do. Your daughter going to wind up being a lonely bulldagger. That's what your daughter.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
What's going to happen to
my
your daughter?
My daughter's
going to
be successful. She's going to be. She's going to have a strong backbone, and she's not going to let a man come and demean her, rule her life, and be a follower.
You know what?
She's
going to
be
a follower.
That's the way that
right,
you would
hold
hope.
Hold on,
but what,
hold
what
on.
What the Mike is going to happen, your daughter's going to get
Ebony.
A good penis. She's going to get some good penis.
I wasn't saying that, Mike. I
hold
wasn't
on.
Saying that.
No, hold on. You contradicted yourself.
Hold on.
The advice you give to that daughter.
No, I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm not saying that.
Said, hold
I'm not
on.
Saying
good
that.
Lord. Thanks. Now, okay, thank you. Now, Michael, I'm going to ask you this question. And I just want a yes or no answer to this question, all right? I want no elaboration or anything else like that.
Well,
just
I'm not
yes going to
answer. No, I'm not going to answer.
How
can you tell me say yes and I can't tell you why I'm saying yes to my question? I can explain myself. You can't do that, bro.
Michael,
if you can't say yes and talk for 15 minutes on it, it's not
I'm not going to answer. You can't tell me that, Mr. Tuck. You're trying to tell me how to respond, bro. I'm a grown adult.
Michael, do you have a daughter? Do you have a daughter?
Stop in Niagara Falls.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I know. And I said if I would have a daughter one day. Let me get these two out of the way first.
See,
can I say something? I would
yes,
say, Mike, that you took what I said out of context because I wasn't saying that, a man shouldn't lead a woman and all the rest. I didn't say nothing like that, and I wasn't alluding to that. And if we're going to talk about that, I would say that, you know, I wouldn't be telling my daughters to submit to any fool-ass man out there. She submits to a man that is a proper man in every sense of the word. And it's not an issue because if he knows himself and he's behaving right and he's coming correct, there isn't an issue about that you're talking about, okay? He's not going to want to use her and abuse her. He'll respect her, okay? And he'll respect himself. And that's what we're talking about. I'm trying to say to young women, keep it close for the fool asses out there that just want to run through you and move on to the next person, okay? That's what I'm saying. Keep it short.
Benir, you have to listen to the words that you use. You say, don't follow no man. Don't let no man be. Just listen to that. And if you listen.
I say don't follow no man. I'm saying don't listen to the fool heads out there who want to tell you sweet things so they can get between your legs, okay? I'm telling you, know yourself, respect yourself. And what you choose to do, you do with people who respect you, not with people who are on a numbers game, okay?
But listen, why are you telling them, but listen, you're giving them a basket contradictory philosophy, and I'm letting you know that's all I want to say. What you're doing, that is the reason why there's a lot of confusion out here, because men think, you know what, I'm supposed to have the last say, I'm the dominant role, and I'm letting you, some women out here, they're taking this, it's just a fact. It's just a fact, bro. We're having problems. Problem with roles in our relationships, and what you said, how that woman should treat that man, that's how it should be from before merge and after merge and while merge.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Emily's saying the exact same thing to these girls as what you said you'd be saying to your daughter.
Right.
Exactly. But he won't argue. That's all it is. He won't argue.
But see, Lo, you say you were wild.
Ebony's saying is
why
put
is
your
she stop?
Ebony's saying is put your first... Put your own self-interest first, look after yourself, and don't buy these lines that these guys are telling you because they're really basically only interested in sex. And you're basically telling your imaginary daughter the same thing.
I was going to say something to Lo. Lo said he was wild and out there in and everywhere. You got a daughter, each time she walk out that door, when she get old enough, you're going to wonder if it's a man that was out there just like you that's preying on her. That's going to be your punishment.
Really? That's P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y.
Wait a minute. What you doing? You putting a root on Lo?
No,
what you
I don't
doing?
No, they don't.
No,
they
no,
don't
no.
work.
I'm saying for men that
work.
Do things like that, I'm saying for men that do stuff like that, they have to really.
Down Louisiana, they do.
No, they don't.
You know what?
Told me that stuff only works if you believe in it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. And I told y'all. All y'all can't talk at one time, really.
Oh, okay.
Ebony, you're making a great – I'm sorry, Ms. Tubby. You're making a great point, though, because you wind up young – what's the age group of the majority of females you're talking to?
Well, I'm talking about my young ladies. My youngest daughter is 18. And
okay.
Uni. And the interesting thing is she's at university, and we had a conversation, me and her, some of her friends, and she was saying to me, you know, the amount of uncles, and they call them uncles, men over 30 who are trying to get with young girls, you know, they'll tell you any bullshit, okay? It's unbelievable, okay? And, you know, and they're having to tell these men, put them in their place. Look, listen, you're an uncle, and I'm not interested, okay?
I like that. She's 18 and over, though. I mean, some men, I'm just saying, some men say if you're 18 and over, you're legal. That's all I'm saying. That's what some men say. Laws, you know what I mean? Laws that go by the law.
Yeah, but those young men know how to shut up shop, and they have to know how to say no, and they have to understand the value that their own self-worth. Because you know what? By the time those men finish with you, you won't even, you know, don't even try talking about being some decent young woman who's looking for a decent man, because it'll really, you know, your canvas, okay? And all they're doing is trying to strike as many women as they can and keep losing. So women have to understand the game, you know, that men are, young men are playing with them, and that's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about leadership. I'm talking about some
women. Ebony, y'all can get it anytime, and all women got her little secret thing she ain't telling nobody about.
Well, Ebony, the thing is, some guys are trying to use them. I mean, the good guys, I've admitted it on this show that I was, as Mr. Solutions referred to, a Dracula. My cousin can validate anything I say. I've admitted that. But for the good guy, he always finished second place.
Second? Finish last. Good guys in the mud. Good guys masturbating.
You can always tell a good guy by the way the balance between one hand and the other. Right?
Right.
And that's sad. And that's sad when these women are so confusing. They want a guy to treat them like a gentleman. But then when you treat them like a gentleman, they walk all over you. Then when you treat them like shit, they crying.
Hold on. Let me tell you the story real quick. There's this guy who's a friend of friends, and this woman asked him who he was talking to, who he felt they hadn't had sex. Anyway, she asked him to help her move. He said, okay, sure. So Saturday morning, he shows up at 8 o'clock. And he totes and carries stuff and lifts things and does this and does all that. And apparently where she moved to, it was 20 or 30 miles away. And she said, did you want to spend the night? And he said, yeah, you know, I'll spend the night. So she set him up the nice little everything, the couch and made everything nice for him, you know, sheet and a blanket and everything like that. But a little bit later on, her boyfriend came by who didn't help her move at all. And he had to sleep in the other room and hurt her head banging up against the wall night and all night.
Wow. Wow. Oh. Are you serious?
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I'm dead serious.
That happens all the time, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We laughed at him. I mean, in fact, I'm trying not to laugh while I'm telling you. I gave you guys the short version so I wouldn't start laughing. And, you know, we laughed at him, you know, named him Simp of the Year and this and that and the other and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the nice guy not only will lose and end up masturbating, but you may even have to hear the object of your desires getting pleasured by somebody else successfully, adequately, with some skill and some effort.
Those are two cousins. That's Larry Lunchmeat and Marvin the Meathead right there.
There you go. There you go.
But wow. see, that's the number one manipulation. And I'm just saying, I agree with you. But if you be yourself at the end of the day, and if someone does not like you for who you are, kick them to the curb and move on until you find that person. But if you are who you are and a woman walks over you and you can be kind, like we said yesterday, that experience, that baggage to the next relationship, and it's going to total chaos. So I'm just saying, be yourself at the end of the day. But some of these women, these images, this cuff guy image, they want everybody to be tough, masculine, and then I'm letting you know there's things that come with that. When you put this stuff in people's head, I'm letting you know they're going to act a certain way. There's a reason why some men act a certain way, and it's because what they would have been, who instilled things in their head. I'm telling you. And people don't realize it. Because you tell somebody something to talk.
All right. Thank you, Michael, for that that explanation. And then, okay. But y'all know what? It's time for me to get up out of here. It's Friday, y'all. You know, I got to do well. It's Friday. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and let y'all get your last words in those because it is Friday. So we're going to go ahead and start off with Beasley and let him get his last words in first. Go ahead, Mr. Beasley.
That's a good show. And try not to help anybody move.
Okay, we'll try that. All right, thank you, sir. You have a good weekend.
All right.
All right, Maze, where you at?
I'm here.
Okay.
A lot of times the snowman is the happy man because when you come to a reunion together, all he can do is sit back like and say, I don't have no troubles in this room. I was a good guy, but I ended up with a good thing. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And it was fun.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you liked it. You have a good week here.
You do.
All right. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. What's really going on here? Okay. All right, Miss Ebony, you up.
Okay. Good show, Mr. Took. I enjoyed it. I had a good laugh tonight. I just want to say to the young ladies out there, you know, don't give in to these guys, okay? If they're, you know, if you're a young lady, and I mean you're under 21, you know, those guys out there, particularly the older guys who just want to hit and keep moving on, don't be hit. Don't be caught. Let them keep moving. You know, if you need to get yourself a toy, you do whatever you need to do to protect and keep yourself preserved for the special man in your life who's going to make an impact and who's going to give you the life that you deserve. Okay, and support you to have the life that you deserve. So he's not going to give you what you want, but he's going to help you have what you deserve. So, you know, save it for the best ones. And the ones, there's nothing wrong with good guys. I love guys. Nothing wrong with them.
All right. Well, thank you, Ebony. And you have a wonderful weekend over there in the UK.
Thank you.
All right. See you Monday. All right, last but not least, the man that played with the sheep, Joe, where you at?
Oh, that must be you then.
Whatever. What's up?
No, I got nothing to say. Man, a few words again. That's all.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, sir, and you have a great weekend.
Sure, you too. Everybody have a good one.
All right. All right, let's see. Before we get up out of here. My co-host, she put something in the chat room. Women need a reason to have sex. Men just need a place. And that's by Billy Crystal. Now, that is funny. That's about true, too. All right. So, co-host, what you got for me?
Oh, I was just pouring through listening and learning and looking for something to say about sex and relationships. And so that's what I found.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So what you got going on this weekend? Anything outstanding?
I don't have anything big or special planned. Just, you know, we lost the sunshine. It's kind of rainy here. So I might be, you know, having an around-the-house type thing with my mom, that kind of thing.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. How about you?
Cool.
You have a big weekend?
Oh, well, I just got a basketball game and a birthday party.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the youngest, he turned 11 this week, so you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good.
Yeah, we will. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am, and tell the people how to reach you if they need to.
All righty. My email is ngonea@yahoo.com. And please put Mr. Talk Show on the subject line, and I'd be happy to reply if you care to correspond.
All righty. Thank you, lovely, and you have a great weekend as well. Of course, we'll talk sometime this weekend. All righty. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. A fun day here on Freedom Friday, and that's what Freedom Friday is supposed to be about. You know, you laugh a little, you get serious a little, you joke a little, you laugh a little bit more. And, I mean, you just have fun, you know. Don't get too serious. But it was fun. All right, y'all. Monday is Mad Monday. So whatever happened over the weekend you get mad about, the only thing you got to do is just give us a call and we can talk about it. It's a lot like Freedom Friday, so not so much laughter. But anyway, we have some fun with that. I want to thank everybody for joining me today because I love all y'all. And I know without y'all, my show wouldn't be as good and bad as it is. And I do appreciate your support and you calling in and listening and contributing to the show. All right. So that's going to do it for me. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with open heart. Remember, you can't forgive anyone else if you haven't forgiven yourself first. And the biggest thing, learn to laugh at yourself. If you learn to laugh at yourself, hey, nothing else is really going to get you down. All right? So With that being said, we're going to get up out of here Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. We're going to leave y'all with some dads. We love y'all. See y'all Monday. Bye.